Okay, now you're talking. You're right. This is hurting the American brand. What's going on in New York is, it has nothing to do with Trump. That case is over. What's going on now is concerning financial markets all around the world, because in the United States, and everybody, what, I don't care what color you are, red or blue or independent, doesn't matter, we are the bastion of safety when it comes to investing large pools of capital. That's what America represents. We have property rights, we have an appellate system, we have law people trust, and we give you good returns with the least amount of resistance. And what's happening in New York is tainting the American brand.
Think about it, what Mr. Wonderful just said from the Shark Tank, the Shark Tank. The American market, the American capital, the opportunity to put money here and get a good return on it in safety, in a legal system that would normally be safe for everybody. Right now, the political machinery, Democrat Party run, promising and running on the promise to go after an individual they hate, Mr. Orange Man, Donald Trump. They have succeeded. And going after him, a judge, a prosecutor, and going after his assets now, Donald Trump in New York. In a place that normally would be safe for capitalists, for venture capitalists, for investors all over the world to sink their money and get a return, now they have to fear that maybe through a court, through prosecution, through litigation, that they would in essence be canceled. And more than, not only be canceled, but their bank accounts and their assets and their investments would be canceled. Akin to what, like Venezuela taking over assets, or a banana republic going after political foes? My goodness. Happy Friday, friend. Welcome to the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, in for my friend Dana Lashen. We're broadcasting to you nationwide, worldwide, online as well, from the Dana Show affiliate studios, KURV, RGV of Texas, just down the road from Starbase and Brownsville here in deep South Texas. We are providing the world, well, not we, I'm not doing anything, stupid prosecution, persecution, that is, of Donald Trump up in New York, banana republic style. A political culture that dominates the halls of, you know, so-called justice or the courts, and also controls the narrative from the press, can persecute you, can cancel you, just like Donald Trump. They can do it. They can do it to you as well. My goodness. I got some breaking news this hour. I'm trying to keep up with the news right now. They just approved $1 trillion plus government spending bill up in D.C., in a situation where normally you'd see like 219 or 220 or, you know, I guess whatever it is, 214. Yeah, 286 to 134 are passing the U.S. House. And why is it not even that close? Well, because everybody's getting paid. There are enough Democrats. There are enough Republicans. Not enough Republicans saying no. Yeah, you won't see any Democrat saying no to some of these spending measures as well, because after all, you won't see a Democrat. They won't love big government. And these days, sadly, you won't see a lot of Republicans that don't like big government as well. A lot of people getting paid. A lot of pet projects, district projects taking place. When we're running the spending of our nation by committee, I don't know how we're ever going to fix this, because this is the way that we're set up. We're set up in a way where it's supposed to take time to pass something. It's supposed to take debate, send things down to committee, shoot things down to committee, hopefully send enough people to Washington, D.C., where you think that they would have the best interest of the country and be constitution-minded, but they haven't been for centuries now, whether it's at the outset of our country, where you got farmers and farmer groups and ag groups that were jockeying for position, elbowing in to see how much they can get from the trough, just feeding at the trough like pigs, to, you know, eventually industry toward the late 1800s, unions and all that jazz. It's like, who can go feed most at the trough and bring back the bacon to their district? And that's the way our founding fathers set us up, by committee. In my opinion, to slow things down, but this has been greasing the skids, fast-tracking legislation to sink us even more. It's cut to Phil, cut two. We got Chip Roy commenting on this boondoggle of a spending measure that just passed moments ago. Go ahead, brother.
Our Border Patrol and people in National Guard are getting overwhelmed right now in El Paso with a flood of migrants flooding across the border. We're going to fund that. That's what Republicans are going to do in this bill. We're going to continue to fund that. If you care about the border, you're getting nothing here. It is completely false to say that we're getting anything here that will help. And in fact, what we're going to get is more money to process more people, which means you're going to get more people at the border. Nothing is going to stop the flow at the border in this bill. So we're funding open borders. We're funding the mass releases of people on in violation of the law, using parole, the same laws that were violated to release the individual who came in and killed Lake and Riley. I can't do that. No Republican should. Any Republican who votes for this bill should be ashamed of themselves.
Mike Johnson's getting paid with this bill. His office getting a big sum of money on this one. No wonder he's in favor of it. And you got little pet projects. Like there was one complaint online I saw on X on Twitter just moments back that Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, she's getting like almost $1 million. I think it was like $800,000 or $900,000 for some little pet project, some LGBT nursing home, things like that. Just all that stuff adds up. We cannot afford this. We're 30, what is it? I already forgot. Was it like $37 trillion, $34 trillion in the hole? And we add another trillion to that. But you see, we deserve this as the American people. We deserve the government we have because at all congressional districts, we voted all these clowns in, and you keep doing so every 2 years. And when given an opportunity to replace them, number one, you don't run against them. Most Americans don't. And sadly, when you look at the end result after an election, how many people actually don't vote? Like about in bigger elections, more popular elections, we have over a third of these so-called independents, all these about north of a third of people. In some of these political jurisdictions, they don't participate. It's like some vote D, some vote R, some vote local. But in the sexier races, which would be the presidential elections, in some of these jurisdictions, you've got about one-third of people not voting. And in others, even worse than that, more than half in a particular city or county won't be voting. So we deserve what we have because, number one, you got to be ready to run against individuals like that to try to take back your government. Speaking of immigration, that was Chip Roy, by the way, that we just heard from. We got lots of great audio today on the subject of immigration. And to show you the chasm, the separation, the mindset that separates left and right. Left is open border. Left is let everybody in. The left will say all these people crossing the border illegally, they're migrants, they're refugees that need to come in. And it's all for their political gain. I was talking to a friend over at, he does work for like the Spanish networks, Telemundo and other Spanish networks. And I was just tossing this little tidbit of information back and forth. It's like the question was, how is it that you got millions upon millions of illegal immigrants that are gaming the system, flooding the border, and then staying here because they're gaming the asylum system? How is it that some people claim that they'll be screwing up the elections? They'll be messing with American elections, with American representation, will be messing with it. Well, there might be, and I would not be surprised if some individuals, or maybe hired, contracted, to go represent some dead person on a poll and then vote on their behalf. That would not surprise me, but that's not what I'm referring to. You see, when you have millions upon millions of illegal immigrants across the border, and fill up empty spaces of people that left, for example, the People's Republic of California. They came to Texas, Americans who packed up their bags and hired one of those U-Haul trucks to move to Florida and left that state because of onerous regulation, excessive taxation, and just a stupid political culture that they cannot defeat anymore because people of California have voted themselves into, you know, overpriced home markets and way too much taxation and regulation, homelessness rampant all over the place with politicians doing absolutely nothing, just taking the money and taking taxpayer money and wasting it. Like one story a couple of days back, $600 million in Los Angeles, California, that a judge has demanded that they open up. What happened with $600 million that was meant to try to solve the homeless situation in the state of California? But that's what they have in California. So you got the exodus of, do I call them conservative or business people, or just regular American Joes and Joannes going to Texas and Florida? Well, how are you going to fill that population gap? It is the census that determines the representation of all states, right? I mean, this is pretty basic knowledge. The census will determine, and every single year will provide a new estimate based on migration patterns, and every 10 years we'll do the whole census thing as well. The census will count not only citizens and residents, the census will count illegal immigrants. So long as those butts are in the state, everybody gets counted by the census. So if you have at this moment the compliments of the federal government, which, by the way, sending 300-something plus illegal immigrants, let's call them what they are, the euphemism is migrant, but the federal government, Joe Biden, sending in 300,000 plus over the past fiscal year into the interior through non-governmental organizations, you know, the charities, the different ministries and charities that see these people at the outset when they arrive. And our governor here in Texas, by charter bus, sending them to New York, that New York seeing a population drop of citizens. New York at present is seeing a population replacement with illegal immigrants. Same thing in the state of Illinois. Same thing in the state of Massachusetts. Same thing for California and Colorado. Those are the popular destination points for the illegals. They cross the border. They ask to go to certain markets. That's where they go. That's where the governor here in Texas is sending them. If there is a population, citizen population exodus from California, from New York, and we know that there is, these illegal immigrants are helping Democrats and the left pad and fill those empty seats, empty apartments, empty housing projects. Thereby, next time you have a census, sure, Texas and Florida and other places, they picked up more people, more citizens, because, you know, the business people, they packed up, the citizens packed up, they decided to go to places with less taxation or more of an opportunity for prosperity and to grow their business again, get the government monkey off their back, understood. But you still need numbers. You still need thousands to replace them. That's what the illegals are doing. Having those illegal immigrants in New York State, having those illegal immigrants in the state of in Illinois, Massachusetts, in California specific, that's how you pad the numbers to make sure that you don't lose congressional representation, because the census will say you have X amount of people, you lost X amount of people, but you gained X amount of people from all the illegals, you know, in their words, migrants. There you go. Problem solved. You see it? Oh, and of course, there's the issue of crime as well. And I've got one bit of audio I'll play here after we go pay some bills from the Massachusetts governor. Just absolutely disgusting, this mindset. They just, on the left, they just don't get it. On the left, it's not America first. On the left, obviously, it's not an issue of security. It's not an issue of crime. If it were for them, and it might eventually become personal, because they might get carjacked. They might get broken into. Their kids might get assaulted, or their daughters might get raped. Then and only then will it become an issue for them. Maybe. It definitely will become an issue if they see that their political career is under fire, is being threatened as a result of the public not happy with illegal immigration. They shouldn't be. But I just hope this translates properly in November to a correction that is needed in this nation to bring us back to America first mindset on all things. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. We're broadcasting to you today from South Texas studios of KURV Radio.
Our partners, Black Rifle Coffee, great coffee. I have Black Rifle Coffee every single day. It's the only coffee I drink. And they make it's affordable and it's easy to get right to your doorstep. You're never going to run out of coffee, because it's the worst feeling ever. If you ever woken up and you forgot, oh my gosh, I forgot to get coffee, or you don't ever have to worry about that with Black Rifle Coffee. So they have their coffee club, right? And when you join the coffee club, you pick your favorite roast, whether it's the Tactics Squatch, whether it's the Thin Blue Line medium roast, whether it's Silence or Smooth. They have so many different premium roasts, and you can pick your schedule, how you want it, how often you want it shipped per week, and then it's sent right to your doorstep with free shipping. Every bag roasted right here in the US of A, veteran owned, veteran operated, staffing is veteran. And they have, like I said, you can get ground coffee, whole bean, K-cups, ready to drink. You can find every single type of coffee imaginable. And you're going to save with the coffee club. You're going to, and you can save 20% also with code Dana at BlackRifleCoffee.com. BlackRifleCoffee.com. And they also have kettles and mugs and grinders, everything you need for the perfect cup of coffee. Enjoy the explosive roast profiles from the people that are doing their coffee with the same mission focus they learned as members of our military serving our great nation. So try it for yourself today at BlackRifleCoffee.com and get 20% off with code Dana. Save 20% with code Dana at BlackRifleCoffee.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
From South Texas, you're in tune to The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, in for my friend Dana. Amazon in the news, along with some of the big box retailers, Amazon and other retailers, under investigation from the Federal Communication Commission, the alleged sale of wireless signal jammers. I was surprised to see this a few days back. I thought these things were still legal. Those wireless signal jammers, you know, like you say you put one in the middle of a theater and nobody can use their cell phone, or put it in the middle of a classroom like at college during lecture. Nobody can use it and just jam those things. Well, those devices, those wireless signal jammers that block, disrupt signals from cell phones, other electronic devices, GPS things, they're illegal. When did that happen? And you can't sell those. You cannot advertise those. And Amazon has been accused of doing that. Other retailers as well. Other stores part of the investigation. Some consumer stuff. Let's see. For Mercedes-Benz owners, they're recalling 116,000 vehicles. There is a risk of fire. What the problem is, some loose electrical wiring beneath the passenger seat. Those wires can overheat. To create a fire. No injuries have been reported so far in some of these Mercedes-Benz vehicles. More recall stuff. Let's see here. Nestle is recalling over 440,000 Starbucks mugs. They were part of a 2023 holiday Starbucks branded gift set sold nationwide. Many retailers, Walmart, Target, all that. So the Consumer Product Safety Commission is saying that those mugs overheat and break. And, yeah, can burn you, cause some injury. So stop using them. And several reports of injuries reported. And did you know that used cars are under fire? All part of the Joe Biden administration tailpipe requirements that were announced a few days back. We heard a lot of headlines related to this. But used cars will be subject to the same rules as new cars in just a few years. Conversation on that coming up on The Dana Show in just a few minutes. Stick around.
American Financing, because everybody's broke and putting stuff on credit, and you're not going to like the headline that I have for you coming up about all of that. It's kind of sad because that's Biden inflation. So here's the thing with American Financing. Like I just said, people are putting everyday essentials on credit, and that's making their debt skyrocket, and the interest rates for that, I don't even want to think about it because they're super high. But if you're a homeowner, American Financing can help you out. Interest rates have dropped into the 5% range, and the process starts with a free mortgage review. You can talk to a salary-based mortgage consultant. Start today, and you could even delay 2 mortgage payments and close in as fast as 10 days. They're saving their customers an average of $854 a month. It's like giving yourself a $10,000 a year raise without the extra hours, and they can offer every type of loan in the industry. No cost or obligation to find out how much you can save. Family-owned mortgage lender, they've been doing this for over 25 years with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. No pressure, no fees, evening and weekend hours. Call 866-574-2500 or visit AmericanFinancing.net to get started today. That's 866-574-2500, AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the fives start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-574-2500 for details about credit costs and terms.
That's why I want to...
Looking for the drive-through version of The Dana Show? Check out the best highlights from every show and Dana's Absurd Truth podcast, posted daily from The Dana Show.
As the vetting process falls far short.
And to be able to say honestly that you're truly vetting anyone, I think is dishonest.
The governor says Alvarez came to Massachusetts through a federal program.
This is also an individual who came in lawfully under the federal government through a federal program. You know, it speaks somewhat to the issue that states are having to deal with now in terms of the mass numbers coming across the borders.
We asked Governor Healey if she can prevent this type of incident from happening again.
You know, unfortunately, we have security and systems in place. We have vetting in place. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time, things will happen.
But Representative DeCoste.
My goodness. More Healey. Massachusetts governor. Did you catch that little snippet? She said, "Well, they crossed legally. They crossed. They've been allowed into the country legally under these programs. It's the abuse of the asylum program that's taking place. It's the parole, the abuse of the parole, the option that's available for these immigration authorities just to let everybody in under Joe Biden's watch." I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my friend Dana. This is the Dana Show coming at you from South Texas. Governor Moore Healey on this illegal immigrant, that report on an illegal immigrant, call him what it is, illegal alien, someone who's gaming the system to stay in this country, abusing the asylum program, raping a 14-year-old girl. Oh, it's unfortunate that time to time things like these will happen. Well, obviously she wouldn't be saying that if it was her kid, right? Or is it disturbingly possible that maybe some of these Democrats are maybe so devoid of a soul and any moral compass that in their political effort to continue to put everything upside down, it's America last on immigration, on trade, on economy, on security, you name it, on the immigration issue, that they will prioritize the perceived needs of the illegals, the perceived needs of these migrants, because somehow they're better than citizens. They deserve more. They deserve that the money, the taxes of citizens be redistributed so as to provide housing and opportunities and employment and health care and education for all these illegals. There, my friends, just another example of why you guys need to think carefully how you vote and how your family and your friends vote. This November, there really is a major reset that we need in this country. Back, in my opinion, back to America first for everything. And you know what that means. A tailpipe rule that Joe Biden put out there earlier this week, new tailpipe rule calling for a majority of new passenger vehicles and trucks sold in the country, that they either be all EV, electric vehicle, that they be hybrid. But you know what's missing in the follow report to this? Because I have not seen like the top of the hour or the cable channel panel discussing all this. You know, my friend Tim Snyder, I'm going to share a conversation with him just in a second. Used vehicles, the used vehicle market, used in a few, as early as 3 years from now, down the road, some of these vehicles, they will demand that some of these used vehicles of the secondary market that sold at numerous, like thousands of car lots nationwide. Not, you know, mom and pop shops and individuals selling vehicles on their own, just you as an owner. It might be illegal for you to sell those vehicles without getting some sort of test to make sure that they meet emission standards based on the new rules from the Biden administration. We're looking at a potential nuclear bomb for the used vehicle market. And that conversation coming up in just a little bit. Let me get to some other news here that I had in the stack. Oh, yeah, the brackets. Look, you and I are probably similar. We only watch a little bit of college basketball. That is so fun. I love college basketball. I love the fact that at the final minute, it seems like many of these games, if not the majority, I know, but a whole bunch of these games are decided at the very last minute. It's back and forth. And did they miss free throw? And, you know, the three-point shot wins everything. It's just exhilarating. And some of these people making money with some of these brackets. That's a lot of teams. That's a lot of matchups. Well, yesterday, I would say that the majority of those brackets got blown to smithereens. Kentucky stunned. It was ranked number three Kentucky this year, stunned by Oakland. When was Oakland a powerhouse in basketball? Look, I may not follow NCAA basketball. I don't recall Oakland being a common name. 80-76 is Kentucky. All the players going back to the Friars, going to make some fried chicken. My goodness. So we continue with attorney. If you're tuning in to the Dana Show this weekend, of course, this was broadcast and recorded on Friday for you this weekend at your affiliate, or you listen to it later. So we got UConn, Purdue, and the Cougs from U of H. I'm a Texas boy, I'm a Houston boy, and I'm pulling for my Cougs tonight. All right, I got about 20 minutes left in this hour. Let me go to you on this Biden administration, new tailpipe rule, new passenger vehicles, trucks to be sold. They must be electric. They must be hybrid. But there's a lot of news related to this when it comes to important news you should know when it comes to used vehicles. Here's my conversation with my friend, economist Tim Snyder. Let me go straight to your tailpipe. What? Actually, Tim Snyder, my buddy from MetadorEconomics.com. Please explain what I just said. The Biden administration wants to go EV or hybrid, which hybrid would be the second priority for him. But this week there was an announcement on this whole tailpipe emission standards and EV and demanding that the industry provide the overwhelming majority of new vehicles as electric. So let's do a quick recap of that.
Let's do that. And while I would love to just let you hang for a minute or two on let's talk about your tailpipe, we'll just leave that one alone. Let's go directly to the heart of the matter, okay? The EV push, electric vehicle push, is requiring that new vehicles are going to be electric, so they reduce their carbon emissions and all that kind of stuff that's actually probably not true, but it's being hyper-ventilated on the public and making things crazy. But that's on new vehicles. The standards that they initially wrote in their, you know, in their mandate for change were on new vehicles. We all know there's a larger segment of the vehicle population, if you can call it such a thing, is used vehicles. And the way that this administration decided to attack the existing vehicles that we have in the United States was to deal with it from the standpoint of tailpipe emissions. So the VOCs, the volatile organic chemicals that are released, including carbon and other sorts of methane and other sorts of things, they are addressing those issues, which will further restrict the use of an ICE or an internal combustion engine. Jeez. So this is a severe ratcheting down of and elimination of the internal combustion engine, no matter what year or if you buy a new or used vehicle, period.
Let me press the pause button like Joe Biden when it comes to new LNG exports. Let me press the pause button. You're telling me that Joe Biden's saying used vehicles, we won't be able to sell our used vehicles, we won't be able to buy used vehicles unless they meet those vehicles too? They meet a certain standard? Wow.
Yes, sir. Yeah, quite simply, the answer is yes. And that's what I'm not sure the mainstream press has grabbed onto this. I mean, if I was talking to Davis Rankin yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, you drive down the highway from the studio to your house or to your favorite, you know, Mexican food restaurant down there in McAllen or wherever you happen to be, and you look at the vehicles on the road. How many of them, you know, you can count the number of electric vehicles that you see, or new electric vehicles that you see on the road, and then you compare that to the number of vehicles that you see that are older, maybe 10 years or older.
Yeah.
Built off of those vehicles.
Yeah, try like 18 years for my truck. But, man, that is that is earth-shattering. That is industry-shattering.
Yes,
that's consumer-shattering. Yes, and really no pushback, no really noise about that. That's probably the biggest part of the headline, that used vehicles will be set to that same standard. That I mean, you won't be able to buy or sell anything that's used then. And by when? By what year?
Well, the beginning of this whole thing is 2027. So we're just 3 short years away. That's number one. Number two, by the deadline of 2032 is the EPA's deadline. And of course, they had Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, make the announcement on Wednesday afternoon in the shadow of the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell having his press conference talking about he wants to have three rate cuts this year without doing anything up until maybe June or July. So, you know, that all just got overshadowed. The markets went crazy, and the announcement on tailpipe emissions just kind of got swept under the rug.
Okay. What if? Tim Snyder, MetadorEconomics.com. He's helping me and you review this whole tailpipe emission story came out from the Joe Biden administration, putting harder goals for new electric vehicles. But also, the bigger part of the story is used vehicles that will not be able to flow back and forth, exchange back and forth sometime in the starting in the very near future because, hey, they don't meet emission standards as well. And that is huge. Oh, it, man, I can just see some of these moms and dads out there working for a living thinking, oh, I can buy a used vehicle for my kid, you know, be graduating in about 3-4 years and buy a used vehicle for them to go off to college, something like that. That might not be the case. So what if, though? What if we do, here in Texas, we exchange, we sell? Because all these license plates, all these little stickers that you put on the vehicle, all these inspections, those are state functions.
Yeah.
They're not federal functions. So what if we just ignore that and keep going? Are we, like, breaking the law? So we could be subjected to arrest as a result of selling these vehicles? Or how do you see this playing out?
Traditionally, state environmental programs, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, follows EPA regs. And so what may happen, there may become a federal registry for vehicles that will have to be followed and traced. And, you know, what's basically going to happen is it's going to kill the value of your older vehicle, your internal combustion engine vehicle, in favor of forcing you into the electric vehicle, which I don't understand this either, Sergio. Nobody's complaining about the price of the new electric vehicles or the price of a repair on the new electric vehicles or the price of what it's going to cost this country in terms of the federal government building the recharging stations, what that's going to cost the economy, or what it's going to cost us in terms of time in building not only building the infrastructure, but number two, and most importantly, how long it takes to recharge these vehicles. Mm-hmm. And then let me give you another issue. I sent you a text, a little message that said something about lithium. November of last year, the price of lithium was trading at around $80,000 per metric ton. There has been a shift in the marketplace. And the price for lithium today, which is one of the primary components of our newer battery technologies, the price of that lithium has now dropped to around $11,000 to $15,000 a metric ton.
All I hear when you say that and other rare earth minerals, I'm thinking America will, if this were to play out the way Joe Biden and his leftist tree-hugging kooks, they want it to work out. All I hear is dependence on China. All I hear is dependence on any place in the world that is scratching and using slave labor and little kids to dig out some of these rare earth minerals. But more importantly, China would be dependent on them to get all these batteries, all these rare earth minerals in order to produce the vehicles that we need to run the society. Man, we are asleep at the wheel. We cannot allow this to happen.
Completely.
My goodness, that's just crazy. Maybe Donald Trump will win. Maybe he'll go back to the White House. Maybe he'll reverse all this craziness and you know, rein in all these environmental and regulatory agencies that be pushing or shoving this stuff down our throat. The economic reports of late showing unemployment not where some of these eggheads wanted, employment more than expected. The Fed saying that they're keeping rates as is, although there might be some cuts later in the year. I'm thinking it might be all politics. Cut the rates to make everything look good right before the November election for the Democrats. Thank you, Tim, and have a wonderful weekend, and have a safe Easter holiday as well, brother. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir. You too. Take care.
Look for his newsletter, MatadorEconomics.com, MatadorEconomics.com. That's economist Tim Snyder.
Of our partners that help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Hillsdale. Hillsdale College, founded in 1844. They're about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty, and they've made it their mission to reach millions of people across the country and teach them and inform them about the founding of the Republic, our principles, our natural rights. And they have a lot of free resources up at their website. And one of the newest ones is a free online course led by Victor Davis Hanson called American Citizenship and Its Decline. Now, it's not so much citizenship as it pertains solely to the border. They're talking about citizenship and the importance of the value of it that's been undermined by everything from not just borders, but identity politics, the administrative state, globalization, and more. You're going to gain a deeper insight into the connection between citizenship and freedom, and you can share it with friends and family. These online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. Sign up today for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, and you can do so by visiting DanaForHillsdale.com. That's DanaForHillsdale.com.
Don't let FOMO get the best of you. Stay in the loop and ahead of the curve by following Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're in tune with The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my friend Dana Lash. Thanks for joining us today. First trailer being released for the long-awaited Beetlejuice, the sequel. I think everybody's coming back, most everybody. Tim Burton's Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton, Batman, is coming back. Let's see who else. Catherine O'Hara, Winona Ryder. Award is, September 6th. It's when it's supposed to hit the movie theater. Tax returns are lower this year. And if you did your taxes already, you're probably saying, yep, I saw that. Why are tax returns lower right now? They say that some reports say that like 29, 30% of them are lower this year compared to last year. And they're lower by almost a third. So I brought in a friend of mine who's a tax pro accountant, talk about some of the forms that you may have submitted last year that probably changed the numbers for you. And New York City, of course, they're dealing with theft. They're dealing with crime in parks. They're dealing with fighting in the streets, cops getting beat up, all that stuff. All these illegal immigrants everywhere. Status report on the crime situation in New York City with my friend Joe Cardinale coming up later on The Dana Show. Thanks for joining us today.
Our partners that help bring you free food. They bring you food, but they bring you free radio. It's ReadyWise. They want to make sure that you're prepared with food in case, heaven forbid, anything should ever happen. Or maybe you just want to go hiking or you want to go on a hunting trip and you just want to make it super easy on yourself. I mean, ReadyWise can assist with that as well. And the cool thing with ReadyWise foods, all made right here in the U.S. of A., and they have, it's high quality stuff. It's super high quality stuff. You have peace of mind knowing you're going to have nutritious meals packed here with U.S. ingredients, packed here in the U.S., on hand to feed your family if there's like a storm, power outages, supply chain disruption, whatever it is. High quality, delicious food. And they all come, I mean, everything is just, you know, it's like the bougiest prepared food you could ever get, but super affordable. 2,000 plus calories, 50 grams of protein per day in their 1 month supply, which is a 2-bucket bundle. It includes 36 pouches of premium survival food, freeze dried, dehydrated, no refrigeration required, easy to prepare, just add water, and 25 year shelf life as well. The time to prepare is now. Visit ReadyWise.com. Use code Dana and save 20% off of any regularly priced item. Visit ReadyWise.com. That's code Dana20. Code Dana20. Get you 20% off any regularly priced item at ReadyWise.com.
An example. I walked in. I was putting gas in the car the other day, and I walked in to buy a candy bar, which I don't do too often. And I looked down. It was $2.29. I was like, I'm not buying this. I can afford the candy bar, but I refuse to buy this candy bar because I'm not paying $2.29 for a candy bar. Right. And I mean, and you know, look, and I can, you know, afford toilet paper and chicken and everything that you know that
it's
we
the
need.
Principle of it.
Mm-hmm. It used to be that we could go out and do things, you know, go out to dinner, you know, once, twice a week. Now, no, that's not happening. We have to budget everything down to the finest thing, and the cost of healthcare and medical has gone up.
That's the magic word, is budget. Yeah, I hope, and millions of Americans, in order to avoid increasing the jaw-dropping, amazing debt that we have now in credit cards, which has reached an all-time record in this country. Everybody just swiping the card. Let's go. I need to swipe the card. Go buy some gas. Swipe the card. Go buy a $2.25 candy bar. Swipe that card. That's got to stop. It's got to stop. I mean, we're going to hit the financial side of the mountain here pretty soon. Families all over the place. Bankruptcy under Bidenflation. And these prices, they're not going down anytime soon, friend. These have been baked into the economy already, because as some of these prices for all these consumer goods, for the fuel, that doesn't, the fuel doesn't need to be. That's the only, that is the only big item that we spend on a monthly basis that could come down if we had the right administration in Washington, D.C. that thought about us, the voters, the citizens, the consumers first. Energy. Let American treasure, American energy flow so that we have an abundant supply of it. And the more supply you have of it, well, guess what? It's a lot cheaper. It's just common sense, basic economics. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my friend Dana Lash, and reporting to you from her affiliate here in KURV in South Texas, my studio here in Mission and McAllen, Edinburgh Tech. We're just right down the road, literally down the highway from Starbase, Elon Musk, our neighbor, down the road. He doesn't have to worry about Elon. Yeah, he's probably spreading the wealth, which, by the way, just sidebar mention, in case you haven't made it down here to see his Starbase thing here in Deep South Texas, you really should. You really come down and see South Padre Island, spend a few days at the beach, but go right next door to Starbase. Man, you can literally like walk up to the rockets. Right, be right next to it, look straight up into the sky. And, oh, this puppy's going to go up into the atmosphere here pretty soon. The public can have access to this. And nearby, he's going to be building like restaurants and shopping centers and all. It's amazing what's taking place down here. Thanks to Elon Musk. Thank you, SpaceX. Thank you, Elon. He's got like 1 million square feet of construction going to be taking place here in South Texas. Man, they should be building, I say, local leaders in South Texas, with everybody that's benefiting Texas from his economic activity, you know, in Central Texas, in the weird Austin, with a giga factory building Tesla trucks. They should be building like 50-foot statues to this dude in celebration of him. Well, he doesn't have to worry about how much he spends on dinner, how much he spends over at the local grocery store, but unfortunately, millions of Americans do, and we got prices 20-30% more that we're paying for at the supermarket. Same thing over in dining. Man, I was running, and I'm on a different budget now. And I did an interview when I filled in for Dana just a few weeks back. Did an interview with somebody who was talking about coupons and gift certificates. And some people say it's all the gift certificates are a scam. But when I buy gift certificates, I buy for places that I know that yours truly and mama and our boys are going to go visit. And then if you have a supermarket that gives you like their gift certificates, like buy $30 of gift certificates and we'll give you $10 of our certificate. Well, there you go. You just bought, you know, you're going to go visit that, you know, steak place or that fish place, whatever. Well, but then you get like a $10 gift card from the supermarket. There's deals out there to be that you need to go investigate. You need to go check with Publix or Albertsons or whatever store you have nearby and all these different affiliates nationwide. Go check out the gift card section, because sometimes they do that. They'll sell you like $30, $40 of, I don't know, I'm trying not to mention too many. Like, say, like Chili's, for example, right? You buy $30 worth of Chili's and we'll give you a $10 gift card. So there you go. You got yourself some. Well, with $10, what is it, like $5 for a gallon of milk, $6, and then maybe $4 for eggs. So you got milk and eggs, right? And maybe a, you know, a market brand loaf of bread. You just got the dinner that you wanted for a special occasion, and that's what's happening more these days. Is the going out experience, which used to be more common. And I know millions of people are doing this. Like, mama's working, I'm working, you know, the kids are busy. Oh, if you're lucky, you can go down the street and go buy like a rotisserie chicken at the local supermarket. Or even Walmart does this, right? At the Hot Kitchen, they got like a rotisserie chicken. Get one of those and split it all up, make some sandwiches, and open up a can of green beans, and there you go, presto, dinner. But, you know, if you can get like free food with a purchase of gift certificates to restaurants that you know you will be going to, maybe after church on the weekend, there are ways to go about it. But we all have been forced into this scenario by an individual, Joe Biden, and his minions, who do not care about the working people, who do not. And it's one of those situations like my dad used to say, don't tell me that you love me. Show me that you love me. I'm not much into words, he said. Show me by your actions. And all these Democrats, all these years, sadly, you know, they're for the working people, they're for the poor, they're for regular Joes and working families. Oh, shut up already. This, Joe Biden and his minions have done from the very beginning, go, you know, roll it back to the very few first few days of the administration and the supply chain problems that, yes, he had to deal with, but we needed a competent, business-minded manager, business-minded present CEO of this economy to do the right thing. Number one, when it came to energy, we have the energy. We were an exporter. We were the number one exporter. We have it still in the ground. It's available to us. Oh, no, because of this crazy leftist religion that, oh, the world's coming to the end. You know, everybody belaying this stupid little high school kid, Greta Thunberg, that we're all going to die in 5 or 10 years. And where's all that? It's just, it's a ploy. It's a scam. I do believe in climate change. Absolutely. It's part of nature. The atmosphere, weather is dynamic. It's always changing. It always has. If you look at history, if you study some of the commentary from folks that look at dinosaurs and, you know, what, how the continents used to look like millions of years ago, the sea, the Gulf of Mexico, stretched all the way inland up to an area that we call Colorado now. I mean, there was much more water back then, a lot more green life, a lot more farting dinosaurs. Talk about global warming. Should have been much warmer back then. The atmosphere is dynamic. It's always changing. But a lot of people have been duped and fooled into believing that the world's coming to an end, this chicken little mentality that everything's coming to an end, unless you allow the government to seize control, to stop all use, any use of fossil fuels in the world. And a lot of people have been duped into accepting maybe the establishment of a new system where you would be taxed for the use of certain products based on fossil fuel content and all those, or the credits that you need to pay to offset, you know, whatever use of fossil fuels that you have. It's just a money-making scam. But sadly, you know, the leftist media that carry the water for all these new preachers, all this new intelligentsia, this danger thinking and crowd have convinced way too many governments to go along and try to establish that new taxing formula. In the meantime, the American people, thanks to the Democrat establishment that is right now in power in states, in Washington, they're having to figure out how to make ends meet, because not only is food, not only is energy more expensive, but also the light bill, the water bill, everything that at month to month. So budget is the word that has been forced into everybody these days. So think about all these things. We need to change back to America first, where we have the energy. We can lower the cost of energy and hope and pray that by extension, some of the common goods that we get, that we pay for at the grocery, eventually those prices go down, because as prices have gone up everywhere, sadly, wages needed to go up. So those wages that went up at industry, at businesses, those will not be coming down anytime soon. There was another cut I saw here. Let me get the politics out of the way. Oh, yeah, here's that silly one. It's cut four, Phil. It's look who's thinking about running for president again, like for his own self-serving purpose and to hurt you-know-who. It's Chris Christie thinking of running. It's cut four.
Is that something that you are considering? You know, I think the way I would look at it is, I will do whatever I can to try to make sure that the country doesn't go through what I think will be the misery of a second Trump term. I wouldn't preclude anything at this point, David. We've got the most unsettled political terrain we've ever had.
What about the misery of another 4 years of Joe Biden? Bidenflation, open border mindset, America last, and diplomacy, and everything that's put us up against the wall. Well, do you think seriously, my friend, that we can survive another 4 years under Joe Biden, under this fiasco? Former Governor Chris Christie, I don't know what that dude is smoking, seriously. That at all, he's part of that never Trumper crowd, no matter what, at all costs, at the cost of our nation, I would say. he's willing to hurt him and say anything in order to siphon any votes away from him, from the Never Trumper crowd within the GOP, all these rhinos in there, in order to allow Joe Biden to go back to the Oval Office for another 4 years? Are you serious? My goodness. Former President Donald Trump, let's say, in case you want a piece of the action, just like earlier this week, there was an initial public offering for Reddit, I believe, a very popular Reddit. Looks like former President Trump's social media company going public, all part of a merger. Digital World Acquisition Corp. voting today, going to approve a merger with Trump's media company, Trump Media Technology Group. It's a Truth Social platform if you're doing that. Former President Trump would hold 80 million shares in the merger, valued at about $3 billion. He needs to hang on to those for about 6 months. So, yeah, that's not going to help him with that case up in New York that Jesse James going after him, trying to get his properties. It's crazy what's taking place up in New York. And as I told you last hour, if a prosecutor, if a judge, if they hate you so much and they want to treat you differently for political reasons compared to how they treat other businesses, and try to, and as a result of those, is cool the market of investment in our country by going after a multimillionaire in the richest city on the planet, which is New York, and try to cool investment. Because if you don't speak right, if you don't align yourself politically with the powers that be that are filling up the courts, filling up the prosecutor's office, filling up the state house, they'll come after you and take your assets, just like they're trying to do against Donald Trump right now, and likely lining up the seizure of some of his assets on Monday, because he needs to have like almost $500 million in the bank for bond on that bogus case brought against him that no one complained. There were no victims, no bank, no lender ever complained against Donald Trump and the business savings. He paid everything back on time. He provided millions of dollars in interest payments to all these folks that provided him the money for his business dealings up in New York, but no. They promised, and they did it up in New York, these Never Trumpers. They were going to go after him, and they've succeeded so far. Remember that, and tell that to your friends and family who have been duped into thinking that they should vote, or they could vote for Joe Biden for another 4 years. I don't think we come out the other end with 4 more years of Joe Biden. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. We're broadcasting today from South Texas.
Gold Co. It's for people like me. The gold IRA field, if you like look at it first glance, you're just going to want to take a nap because it's overwhelming. It is so overwhelming. And trying to find a precious metals company that you feel like you can trust is not easy at all. So Gold Co. is one that you can, because as we were outlining, the government spending, the printing more money, inflation, it's not looking good, folks. I'm just being real with you. So adding gold and silver as a hedge against inflation with Gold Co., that is a great option and one you should consider. I've done it. Like I said, it's literally, I'm pretty sure it's in the safe that I have, Kane. I'm positive. Yeah, I'm like going through my mental Rolodex here. Anyway, you can get your free 2024 gold kit from Gold Co. and learn how to get $10,000 in bonus silver. Now, one of their most unique qualities about with Gold Co. is their education first position. They're very thorough with the info that they provide. It's a one-of-a-kind gold IRA kit that they offer to individual buyers to explain the economy and how gold IRAs work. They want to make it easy for you to get the benefit of owning physical gold or silver. And there's no pressure. You can ask about their highest buyback guarantee and take advantage of their unmatched customer service, zero complaint record as well. So protect your family and your family's future and freedom, financial future and freedom. Get started today at DanaLikesGold.com. Get your free gold kit from Gold Co. and learn how to get $10,000 in bonus silver. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, here we go again, kids. Maybe another speaker in the near future? I don't know, but you got Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene out there today posting legislation trying to oust Mike Johnson from power. Marjorie Taylor Greene filing the motion to vacate Johnson from the speakership because he supported the $1 trillion plus government spending measure that just passed just earlier today. And why not? I mean, the Speaker's office was set to receive millions and millions of dollars as well, and likely other friends. And it passed with a wide margin. If you're driving a Chrysler, 280,000 vehicles being recalled. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying that the issue involves right and left airbag inflators could cause them to rupture on the Chargers and the Chrysler 300 models from 2018 to 2021, they say. Sad follow-up to one of the local stories up in Tennessee that made national news. The search for a missing University of Missouri student ended in tragedy. Police confirming that Riley Strain's body was found in a Nashville river today. 22-year-old had not been seen since March 8th. He likely went to some bar, was in town, out of town, visiting a fraternity. Let's see what else is here for today. Oh, yeah, and follow-up to the spending bill, the trillion-dollar spending bill. They're calling for Mike Johnson's head. But rightfully so, complaining, many conservative Republicans are complaining right now because at a time when we have literally an invasion of America taking place, have you seen the video from Arizona? The ruckus taking place, how authorities have been overrun and individuals are running toward the border, running to the fences in Arizona. At a time when we should be prioritizing this invasion in the country, they're spending over $1 trillion again. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and for my friend Dana Lash, this is The Dana Show.
As we move, our partners who help bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec. If you haven't checked out the new generation of the Sub 2K, you definitely need to do so. It's a game changer. It's a 9mm carbine. And previously with the other iterations, you know, you take your optics off, you fold it in half, you know, it's quickly, easily stowed away. And you can also quickly and easily just, you know, as easily deploy it. But now with the Gen 3, you don't have to take your optics off. Just twist and fold that motion of the patent pending rotating fore-end, twist in either direction, it folds it right in half. And they've also upgraded their trigger. It's a aluminum trigger designed, redesigned mechanics for a lighten pull, 5-pound pull, and provides for more precise feedback. So you get a clean, isolated pull that translates into improved accuracy, upgraded action as well. They have a redesigned operating handle for added comfort, a lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open, and a new chamber indicator as well. There's all kinds of stuff on this. It's the new Sub 2K Gen 3, the 9mm carbine from Kel-Tec. Check it out. It's the Sub 2K. Read Sub 2000 at KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Craving a daily dose of intellectual adrenaline? Look no further than the Dana Show podcast, where curiosity meets courage by following on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new report shows since President Joe Biden took office, DHS is responsible for 200,000 deportation cases being thrown out because that didn't happen. Take a look at this video from yesterday. So DHS didn't file the notices to appear before the scheduled court dates. According to the nonpartisan group Track, DHS is backing up the courts by scheduling immigration hearings before the agency is actually capable of filing the notice to appear. Right now, there are over 3 million pending immigration cases. DHS can restart the process after its mistake, but according to Track, that only happened 25% of the time. And the migrants that you see here crossed into Yucumbe, California yesterday, 150 of them.
And with a bipartisan piece of legislation that has been used by Joe Biden, a bunch of people on the left to say the most aggressive, the most conservative approach when it comes to immigration reform, bipartisan effort. Oh, we promise that we'll shut down the border once 1.8 million people cross the border illegally come into this country. They're not doing it now. What makes you think that after another 1.8 million people cross the border illegally, they'll start doing anything? And worst of all, this, that legislation they're talking about, that would actually codify 1.8 million people crossing the border illegally before the executive branch pretends to do anything. They don't have enough people. They don't have enough judges. They don't have enough border patrol. They don't have enough folks to process all these cases. Folks abusing the asylum system in this country. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. We're coming at you from South Texas. 200,000 deportations. That would be Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE. Oh, a bunch of Democrats up in Washington, D.C. want to get rid of all that ICE. 200,000 deportation cases thrown out because of incompetence. And I would add one word, willful incompetence. It's nefarious. It's all done on purpose. And in my opinion. Just bring them in. Bring them in. Pad those numbers in California. Pad those numbers in New York. Just pad those numbers. We got people leaving for the Southwest. We got people leaving for Texas and Florida. Yeah, we need to put some more butts in those states in order to keep congressional representation where it is right now for the Democrats. Let me share some other stuff. I got a conversation I want to share with you here in just a little bit with Mr. Micah Akinzua. We're going to talk about the refund checks, the IRS refund checks that are about 30 to 30% lower right now compared to this time last year. What, see, the first thing that crossed my mind was that the Trump tax cuts that are expiring and all that, he'll explain what's going on. It's actually a function of paperwork that might be done wrong on the part of many American workers, but that's coming up in just a little bit. Let me share some other headlines I thought were pretty interesting. This bizarre story from Little Rock, Arkansas. The director, and I just, like, I'm today old learning that there is an actual airport named Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. I think it's in Little Rock, Arkansas. I didn't realize it had both their names on there. I mean, well, of course, they're from Arkansas, but he was governor. Okay, there's some of folks in Arkansas still very proud of Slick. The director of Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport is dead after being shot by police when they were serving a warrant at his home. 53-year-old Brian Malinowski was shot during an exchange of gunfire with ATF agents this week, Tuesday morning. Not much more information provided. I just thought that was a pretty bizarre story that was worth looking at. A man recovering well after receiving a kidney transplant from a pig. Surgeons in Massachusetts saying that Rick Slayman, they referred to him as a hero because he volunteered, agreed to submit to this operation just a few days ago. Rick Slayman had previously failed human kidney transplants. So there's currently a massive shortage of human donor organs, and researchers say if they can modify the pig kidneys a little bit, there you go, presto. They might have a new product that they can use to save more people. So he's said to be doing okay, but again, that's just a few days after surgery. And I was joking around with the morning crew around here at the station. I wonder if Rick Slayman is getting a hankering for maybe some slop and maybe take a mud bath. One of the political notes for the week, President Joe Biden visiting the Southwest. If you've been paying attention to the headlines this week, he went to Nevada. What's up, Larry? He went out to Nevada and promised a new program to help with the down payments to purchase a new home. Like money, money, money all over. Went to California, stuck his hand out, received a bunch of money from a bunch of lefties over in California. Hollywood people all say. Then went over to Arizona. Was talking about computer chip manufacturing and, you know, talking about how they changed the law, incentivizing new jobs that are computer chip making. That's fine. That's fine. Not all is as rosy and as peachy as Joe Biden would say. And I'm telling you this from my perspective here in deep South Texas. We were set, well, not we. I mean, I didn't do anything. Just report the news and talk with some of the economic development chiefs. But long story short, man, they had worked here in the RGV. Some local leaders had worked to the point where investors were like, they had put the pen to paper just about to sign. And I was told that policy changes up in D.C. that seemed to be contradictory to this whole effort, this legislation that had been passed to incentivize computer chip, computer wafer, advanced technology manufacturing in this country to wean us from dependency on Taiwan and China to manufacture. We were supposed to produce computer chips here in Texas, here in South Texas. And those investors bolted, went back to Asia. They went back because of policy gerrymandering, policy maneuvering up in D.C. that did not favor our country. So as Joe Biden was in the state of Arizona talking about computer chip manufacturing and all these new jobs and all this investment, at the same time, we're over here losing the opportunity because policies are not aligning with the political speak. I wish that maybe the Wall Street Journal, somebody with a lot of money, would look into that. Why did South Texas lose a major $2 billion project? Well, for political reasons, you got Joe Biden in Arizona this week talking about computer chip manufacturing, that legislation. I don't think it's made out to be. Anyway, Joe Biden making a trek to Nevada, California, Arizona, Texas, is around here in Dallas and Houston, sticking his hand out, getting some oil money. Call it what it is, man. It's oil money. medical sector, connected back to oil. It's oil money. Came to Texas for that, ironically, right? Trying to fatten his coffers for re-election. But strategically going to the Southwest and trying to play up the whole Latino mention. Joe Biden has been losing support among Hispanics, among Latinos. Donald Trump gaining ground big time. In fact, there's some polls, a few polls out there showing that Donald Trump is ahead of Joe Biden when it comes to Latinos, when it comes to Hispanics right now. This trend continues. That's not good. And among black voters, there's some trends out there saying that maybe on a good day, Donald Trump might get up to perhaps maybe 18-20% of black voters if all things stay the same, as miserable as they are right now, and they're not properly able to turn things around for the benefit of Americans, for America first, before the November election. Don't count on it. The only ones who could lose this are Republicans and not properly messaging this before November. One of the reasons that Latinos and a lot of people, they've soured on Biden for Bidenomics, for the Biden border mess and all that. One of the reasons that they have less money. Things cost more. We have less money. And if you were counting on having a bigger paycheck, a bigger check, you know, tax return check from the IRS, some of y'all, you're going to be disappointed, maybe up to one-third of y'all. Here's a conversation I had with a tax pro, Micah Akinzua. Check the calendar. We're about 3 weeks away from the filing deadline. That's right. It's tax season, and we're almost done with it. You know, accountants and tax preparers left and right running all crazy. It's Super Bowl time for them right now. IRS saying so far this year, tax returns are almost 30% less. The average tax return closer to 2,000 last year, and it's around 1,400 right now. Let me bring in an expert who's probably very busy taking time away from preparing taxes to talk to me. From Good Steward Accounting is Micah Akinzua. Micah, appreciate your time. Okay, man, so what's going on? Why are the returns so much smaller right now?
You know, that was interesting that the IRS actually admitted to it, because in the season, I thought it was just some trend data I was noticing in my own practice. But I think I've attributed it to part of it, at least, to the new W-4 form that came out in 2020. Because a lot of people are shocked when they're getting their return back. They're like, what do you mean? And it's all boiling down to not enough tax being withheld during the year. Or maybe not even not enough, not at the level that it once was. And that was by design. That's why the IRS came out with that W-4 form. In the old days, we used to inflate the amount of exemptions so that we can take more in our check. Well, with the new W-4 form, you're taking home less in your check. Or actually, if you didn't do it right, your checks are too big anyway. So you end up at the end of the year when we're filing getting a lesser refund.
First thing crossed my mind when I was reading this business write-up and what the IRS was admitting to as far as the smaller returns, I was thinking, maybe this has something to do with every now and then you hear in the business news broadcast the Trump tax code expiring or going away. Does that have to do anything with that?
Some of the things, and not that I could see, and yes, some things are going to start expiring next year, but for this year, they're still in full swing. In fact, the standard deduction has increased. The amount that we can chuck away in retirement has increased. So as far as little policy changes, it actually is in our favor. You know, the biggest thing that I've kind of seen was that W-4 causing confusion. If we didn't update our W-4 information, then you have an old W-4 with a new tax law. So you have a pre-2017 W-4, and then you have the Tax Cuts and Job Act activity. So they're not reconciled. So I would just encourage people to update that W-4 and then look at your pay stub. Make sure that your check is not bigger than it needs to be, because that means they're not withholding.
Is there anything else you'd recommend to individuals who can sock away money for the future, maybe some retirement account, and still get the benefit from it on, you know, on taxes? Anything else that you recommend between here and mid-April, the filing deadline?
Between now and mid-April, one of the biggest things I like to do is take a look at retirement. You can kind of chuck away some things for retirement. That's really one of the only things you can do to impact 2023. But for the most part, once that ball drops for New Year's, anything that didn't happen with the 2023 date on it, it's too late. So for business owners, you can still increase a contribution up to the contribution limit, and that will inflate your expense. Which, by the way, I think everyone should have a home-based business. You know, I call that the corporate glove. If you put gloves on when you touch something hot, it protects you from harm. So we need to look at our money in the same way. You pay income tax on income. So if we can introduce a home-based business or maybe even a corporate entity into our financial structure, we can stop classifying income as income and start calling some of it cash, because it's all there for us to do legally. But we just got to pay that gain, you know, pay the entry fee. So that means pay somebody to incorporate you, and then we can add corporate law to your tax structure.
What is that? Maybe, what, a couple $1,000 to get all that paperwork set aside properly?
Well, it depends on who you go to. Like, for me, I make it accessible. So a shameless plug here, you know, you can go to putyourgloveson.com, and we specialize in helping the average Dan and Joe fix it. Because if you're going to pay $2,000-$3,000 in taxes, and we charge something less than that, or, you know, something that's comparable, that makes sense, I think people will find it's worth its while.
Mike Akinzula, he helps with taxes. He's got Good Steward Accounting, and he's also author of I Want You to Finance Your Life, 7 Wealth Secrets That You Need to Know. And as we get closer to the filing deadline here in mid-April, this might be the year that you convert that hobby, maybe the things that you're selling every now and then, small markets, converted into a business, and then get the benefit from using room in your house as an office and buying equipment and some of the travel that you do and all those things. That's, of course, keep all the receipts on that one and do the calculation properly on the light bill and everything else. I might get a benefit for something like that. All right, Mike, appreciate your time. And again, watch out for the expiration of some of those Trump tax benefits here, unless, of course, Congress gets its act together and brings them back. Don't gamble on that. I sure won't. Thank you, Mike. Where do folks find you online, brother?
Sure. You can find me at putyourgloveson.com.
Easy enough. You be safe, brother. I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my friend Dana Lash. You're listening to The Dana Show. We got Florida Man around the corner. Stick around.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I was reading this one from Pinellas County in Florida. I think this one should be called a delicious assault. A guy in Pinellas County arrested this past weekend. Records show that he threw a Chick-fil-A drink at a woman, punched her during a road rage incident. I mean, I'd be fine with that if it was like one of those delicious lemonades at Chick-fil-A. I think they got Chick-fil-A. I think they've got like the best tart lemonade, period. And next to that, if you guys haven't tried the lemonade over at what's the name of that pretzel place, the national chain, Auntie Anne's, they've got the best. Second best, in my opinion. See other Florida Man stuff. Oh, here's the cat dude. Florida man accused of shooting a roommate during an argument about cats. This Florida guy from Lee County, behind bars, allegedly shot his roommate 10 times. You know, I think the big story here is that the roommate was shot 10 times. Roommate is still alive. Cat dude's name is Glenn White. He's 59, facing several charges, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The incident happened back on March 8th. Deputies responded, reference to a shooting, found a woman inside, multiple gunshot wounds. Now, she'd been shot in the hand, but beneath her torso, like her legs, and got shot twice in the ribs. 10 times she was shot. She's still alive. And this man, he was allowed to be her roommate. He was homeless. Like, come and stay with me. Brought his three cats. Problem is, every single day he kept bringing a new cat, argument ensued, and there you go. The woman who was so nice to bring him in with all the cats, she's the one who got shot. Stick around. I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is The Dana Show, coming at you from South Texas.
It is plantation capitalism to have someone paying 40, 50, 60% of their salary towards rent. That is plantation capitalism. Rent should be capped at 20% of someone's salary. That's where we need to take it. And as we rebuild our cities and as we rebuild our country to ensure that every single person has a home, we need to invest and pass the Green New Deal for public housing.
Right. Absolutely.
It deals with the issue of unemployment and underemployment. It deals with the issue of the climate catastrophe that we are living in, and it deals with the issue of lack of affordable housing in our country. As the senator said, win, win, win.
God save us from all these Democrat socialists. Oh, my goodness. He's up in New York. He's in the U.S. House, Representative Jamal Bowman. Yeah, and he is a Democrat socialist. All this centralized decision-making, iron fist approach to market activity. We need to freeze the prices, seize control, 20% only for housing. The market be damned. Market forces, doesn't matter what's happening with everything else from materials for construction, regulations at the local level that create a burden and prohibit more construction. You know, let's say California, for example. All this craziness. It's just, Lord save us from this. That's plantation capitalism. That's a new couple of words, buzzwords. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, in for my friend Dana Lash. You can say hi online, Sergio at KURV.com, or at Sergio Talk on X on Twitter. And we're broadcasting today from the radio studios here, KURV, RGV of Texas. We're just down the street from Starbase, from with our friend Elon Musk here, our neighbor Elon Musk here in South Texas with his rockets. Yeah, who was it? Was it Joe Biden? I think it was back 4 years ago, right? Almost 4 years ago. He was the one who was saying that, I think it was him, said, Republicans going to put you back in chains, right? Oh, this is the People's Party, the so-called Democrats, the modern incarnation of the Democrats. And I do not believe that, you know, look, this party is not JFK's party. This is not the Democrat party. JFK today, he probably would be like he'd be referred to by some on the left as, you know, a xenophobe, racist, Hitler type, as they always like to use that, you know, another Nazi. Is Joe Biden the modern incarnation of these socialists, this Democrat socialist, these individuals that are hog-tying America? And I've said it plenty before. It all starts with energy policy. Energy policy that make fuel less expensive for people to get to work. And we have the treasure. We don't need to be importing like dirtier fuel from Venezuela. And we don't need to be dependent, in my opinion, when it comes to the cartels. I know we have a close working relationship with Mexico. Mexico's part of the oil cartel. We have the treasure. Here in Deep South Texas, let me give you an example. You might want to look this up, and you'll find it to be true. I'm sitting here in my studio in here, Mission McAllen, Deep South Texas. It's called the Burgos Basin. The Burgos Basin here in South Texas, all the way deep into Mexico and far into West Texas, with Eagleford and the extraction of natural gas out there and the pipes that go out all over the place with this resource that we have, which is natural gas or petroleum and all the fracking taking place. We have the resources we were exporting. We can get to the point where we could, if we want to, as a nation, with warlike speed, flood the market to the point where we do drive the price to the point where we make it that folks that are extracting and exploring and bringing it to market can make some money for it, to the point where we bring it very, very cheap for the American consumer, folks driving. And more importantly, the diesel part of it. The big trucks that are taking everything to the market, part of the distribution of all sorts of consumer goods to the market. And the creation, if petrol goes into the creation of some of these consumer goods, at the same time make it less expensive. We have the energy. If our immigration policy were one that prioritize our nation, and we brought in talent to benefit our nation, whether it's high tech or academic, medical, whatever it is. If we brought in the talent that we needed, we could provide more nurses, more doctors, more medical, more researchers, whatever is necessary in order to provide more product, more medicine, more services, and bring the price down for that. And the management, or in this case, the mismanagement of the supply chain in this country by someone who had no idea at a time when, yes, because of the unnecessary COVID shutdown of absolutely everything in our society, Joe Biden mismanaged everything. Now, for the leftists, for the Democrats, socialists, for the modern incarnation of the Democrat Party that wants government control, government seizure over everything, your assets, industry, all these companies, transportation, everything else, centralized decision-making doesn't work. Iron-fisted approach to the market doesn't work. The richest, in Latin America, the richest country, the most prosperous economy, for example, Mexico. I'm not talking about Mexico now. Mexico has a resource. Mexico has a natural resource. Just south of my border, Mexico has the natural resources with copper, with all sorts of minerals. Of course, the petroleum, of course. They've got the natural resources and the beauty of it from all the minerals that they could put into market if they had the technology and the drive to properly export it and put it into the market and did not have so much corruption that the cartels are running everything south of the border and complement that with great tourism and everything else that beautiful Mexico could provide. They could be the number one economy in Latin America. They never were. It was Venezuela. And Venezuela, voters there, folks in Venezuela bought the lie of the left. They bought the lie of socialism, of Marxism, of redistribution of natural wealth, the seizure by the government of industry, of factories, of foreign investment set up in factories that had been set up in Venezuela. And they voted, literally, Venezuela voted themselves into misery and into poverty. And if we are not careful in this country, the last bastion, the largest economy on the planet. We still are. China's trying to catch up to us, and that's our fault, by the way. We created our competitor. We created our economic enemy. That's our fault. But either way, we're still number one, and we're the safe haven for investment as well. And so long as you can keep politics out of the courts and prosecution of individuals that do not align with the powers, whether it be in New York, which, by the way, New York is still top of the list when it comes to richest cities. The Big Apple, number one, with nearly 350,000 millionaires, 60 billionaires in New York City. And with the political climate that exists right now that's heavy-handed, top-down, in control, that is absolutely incompetent in allowing this illegal immigration mess to come to their shore. They've invited it up in New York. They have seen the exodus of Lord knows how many millionaires and some billionaires out of New York to Florida, the Texas. And if this continues, and I would hope and pray, look, I wonder why so many people stay in New York when they have so much incompetence when it comes to policy and government up there. I think for the most part, it's just that most New Yorkers are so dirt poor, don't have any extra money to leave New York. And I wonder why is it that Donald Trump doesn't move out of New York? I know he's in Florida, he lives in Florida, but at this point, it shoulda, woulda, coulda, because they might be seizing some of his assets come Monday, since he can't make, probably will not be able to make almost $500 million in a bank account to postpone the judgment, the unjust, judgment made against him by that biased political court and trying to seize his assets. But that's another story, and I hope that the American people do see that case for what it is. I think, in my opinion, Donald Trump should have divested, sold his assets up in New York, had left the Northeast, moved everything either to Florida or move everything to Texas, in my opinion. We're rich down here, too. Now, New York is still number one when it comes to riches, having the most millionaires, most billionaires, but they're leaving quick. Of course, the second, third biggest cities in the country, LA, Chicago still have, but Houston and Dallas, Miami, some of the top cities when it comes to riches as well. It's already 15 minutes after the hour. Let me get to some of the other news. Demand for homes pushing the median price up again. Median price nationwide, $380,000. They said that during the month of February, we saw the biggest increase in home sales, home purchases, that we've seen in a year. That's despite interest rates being very, very high. They continue to say over at the Fed that they might be lowering interest rates here pretty soon, maybe by summer or in the fall. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe if it's just for political reasons. But there's no slowdown in the purchase of homes, despite the fact that there's less of them. The inventory just isn't there. And interest rates are north of 6, maybe 7% on average right now. People still needing to buy homes. And most of the demand taking place in places that were New Yorkers and folks in California have left to, like Texas and in Florida. Greg Abbott's in the news this week, governor of Texas, saying that individuals who cross the border illegally to Texas from Mexico might carry out some terrorist attacks on our nation. Governor Greg Abbott making the announcement a few days back, was speaking at a conference at a conservative think tank. And Governor Greg Abbott is pretty much parroting the same thing that the FBI director Christopher Wray was saying just a few days back, like last week, made very similar remarks to folks in Congress. Abbott he's been warning for the longest time, because you got a flood of uncontrolled migration, illegal immigration. We're looking at maybe 6 million people, both processed and the gotaways under Joe Biden so far. You got a small percentage, even a crumb of a percentage of 6 million people. Well, you know it's going to be a lot of criminals. And even the government admitted that they've been able to catch some individuals on the terror watch list. You got a bunch of criminals in here, and you just don't know what nefarious intent they have, especially some of these radical Muslim crazies that, man, they just salivate the opportunity to put some mushroom clouds over major American markets, just kill the great Satan. And with things so riled up right now between the folks in Gaza, which I'm not going to use the whole Palestinian thing, because there never was a Palestine. There is no such thing as Palestinian people. It just doesn't exist, period. That's just history there. But after October 7th and the terror attack, everybody all riled up, and a bunch of ignorant fools in this country, many of them academics, and encouraging all this ignorance in college campuses and protests in favor, in sympathy of Jewish hating all these radical Muslims, the terror group Hamas right now. Lord knows how many of the people that Border Patrol and Border Authorities were able to take into custody, and you have almost an equal amount of gotaways. Lord help us that we don't see something like that. Christopher Wray at FBI, the director of FBI, has been very nervous. Now, this is like the second time I see a report where he goes in front of lawmakers saying, look, I'm not feeling good about this. We got way too many criminals that got away, too many potential Islamic terrorists that have gotten into this country, and I just say, Lord help us. It's already 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, reporting in for my friend Dana Lash. You want to say hi online, it's sergio@kurv.com or at Sergio Talk on X and on Twitter. Stick around. I'm going to share with you, speaking of immigration and all that stuff, I got my friend Joe Cardinale. He's a retired NYPD commander. He gives me a status report on the decreasing security situation up in New York, because they're flooded with illegal immigrants. This is The Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
U.S.-sponsored Gaza ceasefire resolution has failed over at the U.N. Security Council today. State Farm Insurance wanting to leave California, well, many policies. State Farm leaving tens of thousands of people on the West Coast in California because of risks in the market. They're planning not to renew about 72,000 policies starting this summer. It was a few months back that State Farm Insurance said that it would not accept new applications for property, for business insurance, and they cited increasing costs in the state of California and all the risk from natural disasters, wildfires, and other challenges like policy issues in California. From Washington State, Boeing, ready to report, reporting a massive loss this first quarter. And yes, it was that door plug blowout incident back in January that was responsible for the lack of confidence in Boeing stock and a retreat in their numbers. The head of the Social Security Administration, Martin O'Malley, in the news, warning against raising the retirement age for Social Security. When I was reading deeper into that, that's all you need to know on that headline. He goes to the same mantra, all people deserve it, and they pay into it, blah, blah. Okay, fine, I got you. But like I tell the crew around here at the radio station, look, we got a problem, got a technical issue, we have, you know, whatever's going on. Yes, tell me the problem, but also come at me with a reasonable, workable solution. I'm sure Mr. O'Malley said, well, we need to tax more. We need to tax the younger generation more. No politician is going to put that on paper. No politician is going to be sacrificing his, her career by increasing taxes. So, Mr. O'Malley, come, next time you say that, come at us with another solution on how to save Social Security. Okay, stick around. This is the Dana Show. I got the best job for introverts. I hope to get to that. And also a status report on the decreasing security situation in New York City. Got a friend checking in. I'm Sergio Sanchez reporting to you from South Texas. This is The Dana Show.
Our partners who help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec. If you haven't checked out the new generation of the Sub 2K, you definitely need to do so. It's a game changer. It's a 9mm carbine. And previously, with the other iterations, you know, you take your optics off, you fold it in half, you know, it's quickly, easily stowed away. And you can also quickly and easily just, you know, as easily deploy it. But now with the Gen 3, you don't have to take your optics off. Just twist and fold that motion of the patent pending rotating forend, twist in either direction, it folds it right in half. And they've also upgraded their trigger. It's an aluminum trigger designed, redesigned mechanics for a light and pull, 5-pound pull, and provides for more precise feedback. So you get a clean, isolated pull that translates into improved accuracy, upgraded action as well. They have a redesigned operating handle for added comfort, a lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open, and a new chamber indicator as well. There's all kinds of stuff on this. It's the new Sub 2K Gen 3, the 9mm carbine from Kel-Tec. Check it out. It's the Sub 2K. Read Sub 2000 at KelTecWeapons.com. KELTEC Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Ready to grow your intellectual Rolodex? Download the Dana Show podcast and join the ranks of those who refuse to settle for the same old boring content on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have achieved a lot. Carol was so wonderful in her introduction to list what could be, you know, my husband Doug says it's like a CVS receipt. You know, we could just right. go on and on with what we've got on the list. But I will say what everyone here knows. I do believe strongly that this is a very decisive decade that we're in. And the moment is now.
Yeah, on that, Madam Vice President, on that, Madam, borders are, I would agree. Yeah, the November election is critical. Man, they keep saying that every 4 years. Every 2 years, I've been saying, oh, this is an important, the most important election, blah, 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 blah. This go around, yeah, because I don't think 4 more years of Joe Biden is at all good for the country. Yeah, that's the Vice President. That's also the borders are, Kamala Harris. Saying that she and Joe Biden, we've done it, Joe, we've done it. I think the second part of that little comment, we've done it, Joe, we've done it. Yeah, we managed to flush the country down the toilet. That's a long list, and a very long list of illegal immigrants that have come into this country on Joe Biden's watch. And Kamala Harris, by the way, she's the border czar, and you can also blame her for this mess that we're in. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're listening to The Dana Show coming at you from Texas, from South Texas. Dana's up in North Texas. Actually, she's doing other work right now somewhere. But I'm in South Texas, blessed soil, double blessing. It's the U.S. and is Texas. And you want to say hi online, Sergio at KURV.com, at Sergio Talk on Twitter. I got some breaking news I need to share with you real quick. There is reported chaos in Moscow for them, it'd be another part of the day. Downtown Moscow, gunmen opened fire inside a popular concert hall, they say. There's some social media posts related to all this showing several individuals, men in combat fatigues, opening fire. And there are some reports that over a dozen people are dead. They're unconfirmed reports, just people posting stuff online. But it's one of those rolling news bits that you need to pay attention to this afternoon. And there now appears to be a big fire in the vicinity of this event. And this, I don't know what it is, attack, terrorist attack, I have no idea. So there you go. You might remember, if you were paying attention to the news a few days back, Americans were urged to leave Russia a few days back, saying that there were some extremists had imminent plans for an attack. Right now, it's currently nighttime in Moscow, Russia. Again, several gunmen opening fire inside a popular concert hall, and unconfirmed reports of maybe a dozen people dead. And so one of those news reports to watch. Normally, on another news note, normally I would not say much about the royal family. You know, I don't get it. I'm sorry, look, maybe it's because, I don't know. For example, look, Sergio Sanchez, my parents were born Mexican. Mercifully, I was born in this country. They did the whole, they love this country, and they worked to methodically, patiently, and at great expense, worked to naturalize as citizens back in the early 80s down here. But man, I don't recall ever hearing, because in España, in Spain, they've got a royal court as well. They got a king and a queen. They don't make as much hoopla in Mexico, Latin America. They do mention the royal family in España as well every now and then, but they don't make a big deal out of it. Maybe because there's a mix of Spanish and French, and the Frenchies took care of that with their head, right? They got rid of that monarchy a long time ago. But I just don't get it. You white people, I don't know what else to call you. If you, my brethren, you guys from England and the ancillary states from the British Empire, what is it with your obsession up in New York with the royal family? I don't get it. Okay, now having said that, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just need to mention this because it is news. It's sadly, bad news is news. So Kate, Princess of Wales, they say has been diagnosed with cancer. I'm not getting more information on this. They're just saying that it's in the early stages. It's just one of those news snippets that you need to know. Speaking of cancer, fitness guru Richard Simmons is in the news. Now, a few days back, he went to social media and made a splash and said, I'm dying, something like that. He's 75 years old, by the way. And he followed up, and his people said, oh, there's nothing wrong. Anyway, he just mentioned on social media, I guess, within the last day or so, it is basal cell carcinoma. It is skin cancer that he's fighting now. That's Richard Simmons. Let me see what else to mention before we take a look at New York City and a status report on the security or decrease in security there. Oh, I promised you this one a second ago. So if you are an introvert, opposite of yours truly, although my wife would probably tell you I'm kind of an introvert because I don't say much. I only start yapping and talking away when I'm paid. Right. And at the house, I'm kind of just sitting there, just smiling, loving her, and looking and listening to her. But why don't you say anything? Well, I'm not getting paid. My payoff is just looking at your beauty, baby. Oh, that's right. So if you're an introvert and you just feel uncomfortable around people and you don't say much, high-paying roles for introverts to leverage their natural tendencies and discomfort, but to capitalize on unique strengths. What do you need to study to be by yourself as much as possible and still make a lot of money? You need to study to become an architect, but only using databases. You need to learn how to become a software developer. You need to learn the trade of becoming an actuary, like insurance type of things, assessing risk. Security analyst and data scientist, some of the jobs for introverts. That way you're alone, but yet you're productive, making lots of money. All right, status report, New York City and the decreasing security situation there. Let me share a conversation with a friend. Go ahead. Let us return now to the sanctuary city of New York. My friend Joe Cardinale, he's a retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander. Joe, I'm going to another story. I know I was supposed to call you about something else, about crime rates and all that stuff. I want to hear from you because you're keeping up with all the news up in New York City, from the parks to the shelters to the hotels to the subways and all that. So now that you're flooded with tens and tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, compliments of Texas, and some of the compliments of the federal government as well, you know, Joe Biden doing his part to send in 300,000 plus illegals over the past year everywhere, especially New York, because they want to go to New York. So What's the latest, man? What do you hear? Reaction from City Hall, from your incompetent mayor, all these Democrats trying to run things into the ground up in New York. What's going on as far as the crime situation in all those places up in New York?
Well, as you would well, you know, would well imagine up here in New York with the influx of the illegal migrants, as you said, courtesy of Texas, and rightfully so, you declare yourself a sanctuary city, you get what you wish for, all right? And he got it in doses. Adams got it in doses like he never dreamed. And what does our wonderful governor do? She earmarks $2.4 billion to go for the illegal migrants in different fundings. Yet our veterans are sleeping on the street because she threw them out of their shelters, all right, with no medical, no food, no shelter. So that doesn't resonate well with New York State, especially out here on Long Island.
New York is the place that's been handing out some of these debit cards, right? Like free money all over the place. More money all over the place. Like thousands of dollars on those debit cards, right?
Oh, yeah. And the best is my alma mater of Brooklyn, all right, because born and raised in Brooklyn, moved out to Long Island. All right, so there's an area called the Mill Basin section, which is, you know, pretty affluent to a degree, and it's got King's Plaza over there. So what they do is they put up these huge tents over there, and now they find that they cannot heat them properly, so they shut down a high school, throw the kids out, say, go home, learn from home. You did it for COVID, so you could do it again. And they put them in there so they have heat. All right, and there's not, they do it without batting an eye, without consulting with anybody. And what happens? Crime goes up, burglaries go up, car break-ins go up. People are actually accosting people that stop at traffic lights, telling them they need money, and when they don't give it to them, they slam on their cars, pound on the cars, or they throw themselves in front of the cars and demand money because they say they hit them. And it's not even summer yet.
Yeah, people tend to be a bit more active on the streets when the weather's much nicer. But come on, Joe. This is not the illegal immigrants' fault. You're just being xenophobic and racist by pointing to all the increase in crime and thuggery and the taking place in parks and the subway. It's not their fault, Joe. Come on, Joe.
No, it's not their fault. Just like the homicides that are occurring from the illegals are not anybody's fault. You know, it is everybody's fault. It's the Republicans and Donald Trump. When all else fails, blame Donald Trump and the Republicans.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the go-to for so many years. You can only go to it so much. People see what's going on in this country firsthand, especially down in your area. You guys have been getting a dose of it, and I'm glad the other cities are getting a dose of it to the degree that they do, because this is what's happening across America. Those borders, and God bless Texas for what they do, all right? Those borders are so important, and they just open the floodgates. What needs to happen is that iron wall has to come down that they can't penetrate. We are shut for migration. That's it. We're shut. And until Biden takes that executive order and stops blaming it on both houses, shut the border down until you get a fix for this. Because the people that are coming across are unvetted to the degree of they are actual terrorists on the watch list that are walking amongst us. So people better get real in the North. And they better stop coddling them, saying, oh, but we have to be so gracious. You know what? Charity begins at home. Take care of the people that are here that are crying for
it. Sir.
We have enough people here that are running afoul with their everyday lives, and it's compounded by the fact that rates keep going up for everything. Can't buy a home. Can't get the groceries on the shelves because the truckers can't do anything about it. And the drugstores, the shelves are empty because they go in and they just wipe them out, and there's no repercussions for it.
Yeah, and on the issue of charity, Joe, charity comes from the individual. Charity does not come from the state. When you default and you surrender charity to the government, that's why we have the mess that we have in all these government programs and checks. Charity, by definition, should come from an individual, voluntarily, not by edict from the state. From New York, former New York PD Lieutenant Commander Joe Cardinale, a friend of mine, which, by the way, Joe, since August 2022, illegal immigrants, you know, what the left calls migrants, the people who cross the border illegally. New York is the number one destination from Texas on this charter bus program. Almost 40,000 had been sent to New York. That's it, only 40,000. That's like a fraction of the monthly total that crosses the border illegally. You guys can't handle that up in New York anymore. I understand that you're running for office. Is this mess the reason you're running for office up there? What are you running for?
As I'm running for New York State Assembly, District 11, which is Suffolk and Nassau County, my hometown, which, you know, Amityville, Copaig, and Lindenhurst, and the surrounding areas, some of Massapequa. And that's actually so that your listeners can, you know, put an area to the map over there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the body part case where they were just let loose. They were arrested for dismembering a body and distributing the parts in two different towns. Well, that's right here in District 11. So, yes, I'm running because it is bail reform. I'm running because it is illegal migrant crisis. It's affecting Long Island to the tune. Right now, the governor cut back $76 million she wants to cut back for the schools. But yet, our kids have to go without, and she'll give it to illegal migrants. All right? It's ridiculous.
Is there any indication, any glimmer of hope that the electorate is waking up in New York, or are they going to continue to vote stupidly, just vote for other Democrats up there?
You know, Sergio, it's the question of the year. Are they just going to keep going by what they see, what they hear from the misinformation that's being spread, or are they going to actually open their eyes and see what's going on in the towns around them? All right, simple things, Sergio, like quality of life crimes. You wake up in the morning, your catalytic converter's gone on your car, all right? Your insurance rates are going up. Now the insurance rates go up on your house as well. You can't buy a house, and it's hard to feed the family these days. If that doesn't resonate, combined with the crime, the people on the other side, and they don't wake up, there's no hope for them. They'll give in to anything. They'll be the lemmings that they have been and continue to be, right? You need to stop voting party line and vote common sense.
10-4. My friend Joe Cardinale up in New York City. He's a retired lieutenant commander from New York PD. He's now running for state assembly up in New York. And I wish you the best, my brother. I hope you can get up there. Look, let me ask you real quick, since we were reviewing all the security situation in New York. The governor, Kathy Hochul, who had an epiphany. I'm thinking maybe it's an election year for her as well. But she sent out the National Guard to the subway system in New York. And the mayor out there, he put in a curfew in certain areas near parks where people were getting harassed and fleeced by some of these illegal immigrants. Tell me how that's going along, the curfew and the National Guard that's been deployed.
Oh, it's going so wonderful. If you go on my Instagram, Joe Cardinale for Assembly, you'll read the piece I wrote about it, that she puts this veneer of safety in place with the National Guard in Penn Station, one of the busiest hubs in the country. And yet 2 miles away in Brooklyn on the A train, all right, there's that shooting that went viral of the guys getting into a confrontation, shots being fired, that guy having his own gun taken away from him and shot in the head. All right. And people are on the floor on the train screaming to let them out and everything. Chaos to the utmost. All right. And yet this is what she professes, that don't worry, we're doing something about it. No, you're not. You're putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound.
Is the curfew holding the one that the mayor put in place in another part of town?
That's another facade. You know what he needs to do? He needs to challenge his city council to the degree that they have to be challenged to. Take the handcuffs off the cops. Let street crime go back out there. Do the CRT teams that they have, that's nice. All right, but you need good old-fashioned policing where they actually stop people that have the guns, challenge them at the turn. Now, listen, you don't have to give summonses to everybody. All right, that's a discretion of any cop. It's not mandated you must give one out unless you're ordered to, but it's still the discretion of a police officer. So if they jump the turnstile and say, listen, I'm late for work, I'm sorry, I don't have this. You toss them, they don't have a gun, they're okay. You let them go. No big deal. But the ones that are getting through with the guns and getting onto the subway, now they're cracking down on it.
Obviously.
They should be doing this above the ground. Above the ground, 10-4. Above the subway, before they get down into the subway.
Joe, best of That's luck, it. Brother. Thank you for your run for State Assembly up in New York. Retired New York PD Lieutenant Commander, my friend Joe Cardinale. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you are in tune with The Dana Show. Got an update for you in just mere moments on that shooting in Moscow at that concert hall. Thank you much for tuning in. This is The Dana Show.